This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Al is a 97.3 Sarah and Vinny. Al's more to show. Oh, yeah. Beautiful girls.
Yeah.
I love them. I need them. Can't live without them. No.
Happy Friday, Vinny.
Hey.
How you doing?
I did tell you about that thing I read about David Lee Roth, right?
Right. I forget what it was about.
He was doing an interview. He's launching like two new companies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he basically said, the last Van Halen tour, I took all the money and launched two new companies with his own, you know, with the money he made. But what he was saying to this interviewer was, I've made no money off Van Halen records.
Seems and he said, so impossible,
well,
doesn't it?
Well, it may be, you know, maybe there's some bitterness in there, and so he thinks he should have made a lot more, which, you know, his statement was, I made Warner Brothers $1 billion, and I haven't seen someone else walked away with that money.
Yeah.
For all the records that Van Halen has sold. I don't know. I just thought,
well, you know, artists often
management.
Got the S end of the
well,
stick.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And still do.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I watch all these stories on a True Something channel.
Yeah.
And artists.
The True Something channel.
Whatever
it's one
called.
Of those.
And exactly what Vinny's saying is that these artists lose money time and time again. These record companies. Yeah, sign this 50-page contract.
Right.
And they're so excited to sign with them that they don't.
They sign with a drink in their hand, too.
Yeah. Hey. Oh, champagne.
Best day ever.
Yeah, woo!
Right. Right.
I'm and signed.
Then, and then they're screwed for the next 10 years.
I know. Well, there's all kinds
horrible.
Of, you know, shifty Super. Language in those things.
Like, yeah.
Well, you know, you'd think that you would go to a lawyer and say, I need you to tell me what this says.
Right.
But
well, then the lawyer, and then they go, oh, we have a lawyer for you right here.
Yes.
Yeah, Joe Lowe. He works for us. And, of course, he's going to say, yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah, yeah,
baby, you're fine. We got you.
Uh-huh.
Trippy, though.
Yeah.
He's like, a deal I signed in the 70s kept
what
me making
of,
no money
I'm
off.
I'm trying to turn my computer on. What kind of company, David Lee Roth?
He runs a tattoo care lotion line.
Oh. Is that something that you use?
No, not at all. But there are probably people that do.
Mm.
And then the other thing, it was some kind of travel company.
Oh.
And he said, you know, even though he had traveled the world with Van Halen, usually the last concert, the last show, he's an interesting dude if you follow him at all, on, you know. But he said he'd get off the plane, walk across to the international airport, and get on a plane and go anywhere. And just see a new place.
Oh.
And travel the world.
I would think he'd just want to go home.
You would think that's the last thing he would want to do is get on a plane and see it. He said, the actual quote is, I would exit the plane from the Van Halen last show and walk to the international airport straight there and get on a plane and leave.
It's so crazy.
Well, maybe sure home wasn't so good.
Maybe.
Nobody's
what
there.
What do I want to go home for?
Yeah.
Not his thing.
Got nobody waiting at home.
Right?
Ding, ding.
Wow.
Running with the devil.
That's interesting.
So the other company is somehow travel related.
Okay.
Was the reason for me saying that part of it. He was saying, yeah, I've been traveling my whole life. I love it. So I figured out. Can't think of the names of it, and I certainly can't find it. Of course I can't.
I know, I'm looking at an article.
Why would you?
up until 18 months ago, and this was 2 days ago. This.
Oh, that's probably
article.
It then.
Up until 18 months ago, I was making pennies in royalty on a $20 Van Halen record. He told Vogue in an interview.
That's it. The Vogue interview.
Yeah.
It and
means
all the-
I got butchered 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
There's a hella quotes. I'll print it out.
Well, hopefully when he did those solo albums, he made some money. Yeah, those were pretty big albums.
Well, they made money off tours. Right. You know, I mean, that guy sold out everywhere he's ever gone.
Well, even, you know, pennies on the dollar, I'm sure he made great money. Look, it's got its sting when you know you made $1 billion for someone and you only got your $50 million. Mm-hmm. Like, what's he worth right now?
What do you say?
I say David Lee Roth is worth $120 million.
Okay, I'm going to say 40. Ben?
I'm going to say
after reading this article,
less than the 40, but I think he should be worth 100. And like that, to me, right, is a guy who shaped American culture.
If Britney Spears is worth $200 million, right, he should be worth at least 120.
Right. So that's what I want, right, him to be worth over 100.
60.
60. Oh. Okay. Well,
he's not poor.
He isn't poor. But again,
what's Eddie Van Halen worth?
What
do you say?
I say $250 million.
Yeah, he was a mean person.
Well, he also went on to do plenty more after David Lee Roth left, and he's the kind of guy that probably said, well, that's my name on the band, and I get
well,
more
yeah, he's the
money.
Guy. You know the story is the something. Guy. He went to Michael Anthony and said, if you want to tour with us, you got to sign away your rights to Van Halen.
Mm.
And I think Michael Anthony did it. I think he was like, well, yeah, it's my band. Of course I want to tour with my band.
Why do I have to sign away my rights to the band I'm about to tour with? I don't get it.
Eddie's worth 100.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm actually surprised. That seems low.
I would have thought more, too. Yeah. For sure.
Well,
anyway, nice way to start the
day. You know, they're all eating. They're all eating.
I'm worth 10 grand. How much is in my savings? Okay.
Well, you have a house, too. That contributes to your net
worth. Oh, yeah, that's good. I have no idea where my 401k is. That's kind of a big deal in my house right now.
Oh,
since we switched companies.
You don't know where
is? I think I need Vinny's help.
I've tried to. You got to go. All right, I'll help you.
There's all these passwords involved.
Yes.
There's all these things. And I'm like, what's my employee number? Like, where did that 150 grand go?
Oh,
it's somewhere.
I want to retire soon.
Yeah, I need to help you with that.
Yeah,
we need to
that's a big question.
You need to have bookmarks to get yourself directly
you
there.
You need to know where your retirement fund
and
is.
And I'll tell you another thing, too. This is something I was looking into just recently. I'm not 50 yet.
What?
I'm not 50 yet. But when you turn 50, you can save $6,000 more in your 401k. It's called catch-up contributions. And you need to be giving all of the contributions you can.
Putting in everything you can.
Well, I try to do the max, so there's even more after you turn 50.
I'm saying that when you... Yeah, the normal contribution rate, I think for 2019, will be either $18,500 or $19,000 a year. If you're over 50, you can contribute $6,000 more than that, and you need to be doing that.
Yeah, I'm in.
Because match it.
Not if you don't find it.
Right.
Don't just keep putting your money to nowhere.
I'm like, CBS, change over to Intercom, and I don't know where my money went.
That was effortless, though. So you just need to sign into the account.
Vanguard. Yeah.
Right.
Vanguard's great, actually.
They are. You're right.
Very low fees.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting matched, so you want to be giving as much to it as you can. All of it. You're welcome, everyone, for the...
Yes, for your financial advice.
Like I should be giving any
talk.
Of that.
Old people talk.
We gotta worry about our retirement
because
we're old people talk.
I'll tell you something, young kids listening.
Yeah.
Contribute now and you won't have to think about it.
You won't have to worry.
You'll be a makeup contribution.
I won't have to do that for.
I'm already rolling in it.
Yeah. And listen, the earlier you start, the better.
Uh-huh.
If you're sitting in your mom's car right now and she's driving you somewhere to school or whatever, you should say, hey, can you guys set up an IRA for me?
Yeah.
Like, start there. And when your company someday that you work at says, we got this thing called a 401k, you go, yes, I want to make the maximum contribution. It's going to cut into my beer money, but I want to do it anyway. Because
one
I do
beer,
hope to be old one day.
One beer for you now, one beer for you later.
Right. Listen, we didn't know about this old people stuff either. It's all new to us, too. We weren't old people until very recently. We were young, cool people. And we still want to be, but we had to save for retirement.
Right.
Old people talk. That's a great new song from
Let's have Brynn make something. Let's have Brynn make something.
Oh, my God.
Hey, let's do that one thing.
Okay. Hooman.
Yeah.
Merry effing Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bitch.
Listen, I don't. maybe use that can explain where this thing came from. But you know, Shutterfly has done. Ding ding shame.
Wait.
Shutterfly.
Oh my, the goat.
Shutterfly has, just over the years, they love us, and we've done,
love them.
And we've used their services, legitimately paid for things.
Invitations,
and, sure,
all kinds
mugs
of different
and
stuff.
Little tchotchkes for the morning show. So recently, we have a fan over there, and she,
Chelsea,
came up with all these mugs and all these, personalized items for us on the show, and it's just really sweet. So I guess that Yuzi keeps finding these things.
Well, I hang out with her, and she's like, oh, I got this. I'm like, oh, that's amazing. That's awesome. And so I really wanted something special for Human.
Right.
Well, hold on. Before you say that, I just want to say the mug that you guys gave me the last time, I love so much.
Are you sure?
I use it every day.
Yeah,
My mom uses hers every day.
And I
gave one of them to, remember that girl, Erin, who you want me to marry, who's already married?
Oh,
she uses
please
hers
marry at, her.
She's already, she uses it. So the three of us, and then I kept one more just at home.
I mailed a couple of them to my mom and dad, and they were they were so stoked.
The ones of me or the ones of you?
Just the ones, I think it was of the morning show.
I have more in my car.
I love these. Look, good. I just use it this morning.
Erin's like a creeper, man. She's really good looking, but the more you talk to her and get to know her, I'm like,
she's smart and funny.
You
she's
really great. Need mm-hmm. to marry Human.
I'm already married.
I don't want to hear that from you.
Yeah.
That's a situation that can be rectified.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Yes, I'm
Human,
back to you.
We have something very special for you.
What could it be?
And by we, I mean Yuzette and Shutterfly. Please,
do you have it?
I do. Please,
okay.
Won't you come into the studio?
Vaughn,
I want you to hold it
this.
Up so that, so the cameras
it's
can get
huge.
It so Vinny can see it.
Hold on, let me plug in my headphones.
Okay.
Well, good thing you're dressed with a park. Why did you turn the temperature down in here? Are you trying to see my nipples?
I
or
didn't
is
touch
this
a. I don't. I never touch a temperature.
You're trying to shrink my wiener? What's going on?
I just leave the thing on. All right. So here we go. Human has a big orange.
It's a big package.
It is.
Wow.
It's all furry and
oh, look.
Soft.
It looks like just a normal throw that you might put on your
oh,
couch.
Oh, it's not a robe?
No.
You might put that on your couch and be nice and warm. And then you flip it over.
Wow.
You guys should hold it up so you can see the entire thing. And do
there,
it in front of the camera,
that.
Please.
You hold that one.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a blanket.
That's incredible.
Isn't it?
I'm gonna sleep with this every night.
Yes, you are.
I'm gonna sleep with this every night.
Okay. So, you guys, it's a big-ass blanket. And it has all these pictures of Human with his ventures. Human, can you please describe every single picture?
Yeah, so in the top left-hand corner is me with a lot of orphans in South Africa, which is super pivotal in my life. Then me and my mom, we were at a wedding together.
Very young.
Yeah, to the far right is my mom's mom.
Oh, I thought it was Mother Teresa.
No, she, when my mom left Iran, she knew that she would never see her mom again.
Tragic.
That was, and I remember when my grandmother died, my mom and my aunt went into a room and they just cried and cried for 4 hours.
Mm.
Oh, that breaks my heart. Mm. There's me in the dead center running the stairs for firefighters, police officers, and first responders suffering from post-traumatic stress. the one picture next to that is me at Michael Franti's resort, Soulshine, in Bali. And that guy I'm with...
Topless, I might add.
Hey. And that guy next to me is the head rice farmer.
Oh.
Bottom left-hand corner is another picture with me and some kids born with HIV and AIDS in South Africa.
Nice.
That
nice. Nice that they have it.
What?
Nice that there's a... awesome picture of him.
And then there's a picture of me. Those are my cousins from my dad's side. I don't know
is
them.
Is that okay that's on there?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Care. The blanket's ruined.
Chelsea. Take that picture out.
You have a bunk bed there?
Yeah. So that's me at Christian camp when I was 14. And then next to that is me skiing when I was 14.
Aww.
And then the very right picture is me in first grade Sunday school.
This is a blanket we're describing that Shutterfly made for Human.
Suzette.
Shame.
Over deliver twice. Thank you.
You're
I love
welcome.
You. Thank you.
My goodness.
She was showing it to me in the office, and we were like, he's going to die. He's going to love that so much.
I'm dying.
Your mom is going to freak
out. Well, you're so hard to buy for and...
Worked hard.
You can wash that?
I'm sure you can. I'm sure. Yeah, cold.
Look at me.
Oh, you look so cozy.
It does look cozy. Mike Preston's wife.
Be careful when you wash that.
I knew what she said. We used to have a program director, and we used to have this concert at Golden Gate Park called Now and Zen. 1 year, it was freaking cold.
One year.
Our boss's wife showed up with her comforter and didn't, all of us represent the station everywhere we go. Walking around with a bed sheet, walking around a park, I'm like, this is a bad look for everyone.
It was chilly. You do what you got to do.
But don't bring your comforter from home, darling.
Yeah.
You're the boss's wife. Come on. Yeah.
I guess that was like her form of protest. Oh, really? I got to go to your concert?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to dress homeless.
I'm going to dress homeless.
I'm going to be a hoba.
Yeah. That is, that's great. I think that's really what I knew that you would love it as soon as I saw it.
Yuzette, I'm going to one up you. I didn't pick you for the Secret Santa, but I'm still going
to
get you something.
You don't have to do that.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to get me a big spatula?
Here's what we want you to do.
What?
Just take some pot brownies or whatever you eat and have the best night's sleep of your whole life.
And cuddle in your blanket of memories.
Right. That's what you want?
Get all baked and get some good sleep, buddy.
All right.
Well, there you go.
Aww.
The Christmas season is officially
finally
begun.
One of us made
First
him happy.
Gift. I know. God, I've never seen
Jesus,
him so happy.
I know.
I'm really excited about
kiss,
this.
Kiss.
Oh,
very cute.
Oh my God!
Serious smooching happening there.
He smooched your face.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You should repackage that and give it to your mom for Christmas. Like it has her mom on there and everything.
Oh, she did you hear what she said about your mom?
You should give it to your mom for Christmas.
Yeah, I was going to, but I want to sleep with it every night.
Okay.
I want to put
it
on top of my comforter.
Yeah. Aww.
No, spread that out on your bed. It's so great. Every time you see it, you'll think of all those people and abuse that.
This is, you know what? You know how kids have magic blankets? I have a magic blanket at the age of 44.
Yeah. The blanket is a real thing.
This one.
The security blanket. That's your new security blanket.
Oh,
707, does human's blanket mean you guys are gone for 3 weeks?
No, only 2 weeks.
We're here next week.
Add a week.
Oh, my
God. Are you going on some crazy...
No.
You're going to be around.
Yeah. I couldn't.
Do you have New Year's plans? You must.
Yeah, I might go with Bryn to that wedding in
Livermore. You guys already planned it. No one might. You are going.
Okay, I guess we're going to the wedding. Yeah. I want to see how they do it, so in case I ever get married or date anyone.
What?
In case I ever get married or date
Why don't
anyone.
You just get in love already?
It's hard.
You love so much.
But then
You'd be so happy if you're getting it on the regular.
And then you report a story about a chick who's married to a guy who's like, I know I'm married to you, but you are butt ugly.
Well,
and we're going to a sperm
okay,
bank.
You can choose better than he
that?
Did.
Yeah, you choose a better
And here's
person
another. You know what? I read this thing. I think it was written by Nick Cave. He's
Nick
a guy.
Cage?
Nick Cave. He's a guy who lost his, like a child. A really young child passed away, and he wrote a thing about love and grieving, and it's actually something I've said many times and thought about very. It was a big hurdle to get over in order to have kids for myself, was that you open your heart up and you accept that the possibility of great pain comes with that. And but his writing is very good. It's like it's part of the deal with love. They come together. Mm-hmm. So you can't just be like, oh, I'm going to just avoid all feeling. It comes with it. Your wife will bum you out at some point. She's going to point and laugh, whatever. You've tripped or, you know, you finished too soon or whatever your thing is. She's going to get to have a good laugh at you. Right. Or you shoot dust. Whatever, that's
what
gonna
does that
happen.
Even mean?
Just, but then the good side, you and your marriage. I don't understand how to get through to you. Never mind.
Okay. We just want you to be happy. I'm
happy with the blanket and no lecture.
Speaking of planning,
post that on our Instagram.
Yeah,
on the Alice Instagram.
Yeah.
All right.
I think it's gonna happen next year. The missus has been actually looking at venues. I'm all. Are you serious? Yeah, I talked to people today. I'm like, what?
Aww.
You're doing it?
All right, can I just say we would love to be invited. We haven't been invited to the last, like, 9 things you guys have done. Can you invite us?
To the wedding?
Yes!
Of course you'd be invited to the wedding, ding dong.
All right.
Who will be your best man?
Yeah.
Oh.
Let me know.
A brother? Or a friend?
Probably, I'll probably invite both my brothers.
Of course.
And then we'll see what they do. Well, I mean, you know what's funny?
What does that mean?
People... No, you have to ask someone specifically, and then they say yes or no. Yeah.
You can have two, can't you?
Two best men. You can have the other brother in your party, but
frankly,
normally you have a
no
best
rules.
Man. Yeah, there are no rules.
No
and,
rules.
And you don't even have to have a wedding party.
Wait, you were just telling me the rule, and then in the same breath you said there's no rules.
Well, it's, all right, it's 2018.
Of course
you can
I'm
do
confused.
Whatever you want.
I'm going to say yes.
You're dealing with us.
Oh, woman wants to be
one,
your best
if
man.
If you need one, I'll step up,
and
I'll bring Brian with me.
Well, you know what's funny is to be honest, as this discussion did come up, we were talking about, you know, how many people we can afford to invite. And frankly, I've got a million great friends up and down from Oregon to the Mexican border. Mm. But the truth is, close friends, mm-hmm. people that, you know, if we're trying to keep this small,
yeah.
it's a very tiny number then.
Yeah.
It goes from like hundreds to a handful.
Active right. people in your life.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be more like that handful. Mm-hmm. I think she's going to really kind of...
She's got a lot of good
friends. She's got a lot of close, good friends in the area.
Yeah, even her bridal shower or her baby shower, I was like, man, she's got tons of solid friends.
More than likely, you guys will be representation locally of my friends.
Yeah, well, we are your friends.
I know.
But if you broke up with her, we'd stay friends with you and ditch
well,
her.
Thank goodness.
Oh, yeah, I would totally leave her in the dust.
Absolutely. She'd be dusty in more than one way.
All right, take it easy.
You're our guy.
I got it. That's
so
good.
She could invite us, but we're coming for you.
That's right.
I hate her already.
We're
going to
sit on your side.
Yeah, we're sitting on Vinny's side all alone.
We're
going to
hate her, yeah.
We're going to represent the Alice Island.
Anyway. Get married, human. Hurry up.
Yeah.
He's going to go to a wedding in Livermore. And scout the
and
things he'd
is.
Like to do for
Maybe
his own wedding.
He'll meet someone amazing there.
Who says that?
Brynn, it's a date, right? You guys are going together.
On New Year's Eve. You agree.
With Amy or
what I just walk into right
is.
Now.
Your New Year's Eve plans.
Yeah.
I guess you can't come party with me. You're going to a wedding with Hooman.
I haven't talked to Annie yet.
Annie,
I feel bad that I haven't given
what
her.
What are you doing for New Year's?
Me?
No, Sarah.
Oh, nothing. I don't know. I mean, I'll definitely be wasted at midnight, so there's that. That's my plan so far.
Well, that's a change.
Most importantly, I haven't talked to Anita about it yet, you know?
What? She's not going?
Right! That's the thing. So,
a sitter. It's New Year's. Do not abandon
her. It's not about... Oh, no. She doesn't want to do that. She doesn't want to... Because it's all the way out there. She's like, if we go there, we need to get a hotel.
Yeah.
And I don't want to leave the baby overnight anywhere, right. Whether or not it's my mom or her mom. She just wants to be with that baby every night. She doesn't want to leave the baby with somebody else.
She loves her baby.
And I get it. I do get it.
Sure.
And I don't want to ditch her. So it's definitely a tear for me. I'm trying to figure that out, and I'm glad you guys booked the appointment for me already.
Let Who Man scout his wedding
that was
ideas.
He said, me and Brynn are going to a wedding.
Who Man!
Who Man's like, but how am I going to get into the wedding without you? It's your friend.
I mean, listen, there's already like 40 parties on New Year's Eve. I just thought it would be cool and different.
I agree. It's just,
I'm giving your wedding one Persian carpet. I don't like the center displays. I didn't like your preacher.
The chicken
I thought
was dry.
The dance was awful.
The DJ wasn't DJ
Your
Chris.
Music choices, you should unbelieve. Try this guy with a violin.
This cake is
he
dusty.
Is DJ.
And that
the fireworks only had a few colors. Right?
Yeah.
The preacher did
this?
Not send the
Almost
right message.
Yeah.
Not good.
Burn.
You guys didn't look like you were...
In love.
Yeah. Oh, that's exciting.
Okay.
On that note.
Yeah.
KLOZ, KLOZ, HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We're going to take a quick break here and we'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.